This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's been nearly 4 months since Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 case that legalized abortion, was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a series of stories this week, KUT is exploring the impact a ban on abortion is having on Texans. Today's story is about dating. How have conversations changed for people who are dating and can get pregnant? KUT's Audra McGlinchey went to find out.
Amanda Phillips has a brand. Well, a brand she puts forward on dating apps.
Cute, progressive, single mom in Austin, Texas.
If you've never been on a dating app, I mean, good for you. Like, honestly, cheers, bro. Anyway, if you haven't, I asked Amanda to show me hers. We're looking at her phone at an app called Hinge. Like most dating apps, users can upload photos.
Picture with my friends. You have to have that.
You have to prove you have friends.
Right. A little video where I show my butt. You're welcome.
And you can answer prompts. I get myself out of a funk by a social cause I care about.
Bodily autonomy, equity, opportunity, abolishing policing, BLM, LGBTQ rights, free education, healthcare, UBI for all, and so much more. So I'd say maybe that's the best brand.
Amanda is 28 years old, and she's been dating in Austin for about 4 years. She dates both men and women. And as someone who can get pregnant, I asked her, since abortion's been outlawed in Texas, how has dating changed for you?
The way that it's changed for me is when I'm dating a man, I have to ask myself, am I worth more than $10,000 to them?
Why is that the number?
Because that's the bounty for abortion in Texas. And so now that number is just in my head. I can't get it out of my head.
Amanda's talking about Senate Bill 8. It went into effect last year in Texas. And it allows someone to sue a person they believe has helped or encouraged a woman get an abortion. If the lawsuit's successful, the person suing can get up to $10,000. Now, you can't sue the person actually getting the abortion, but this law makes Amanda feel like there's a bounty on her body.
I honestly haven't found many men that I trust who put me above that imaginary bounty.
For women who can get pregnant and are dating men in Texas, many feel the burden of having to navigate the loss of reproductive rights. The result is some people are having deeper conversations earlier on in dating, not just about contraception and potential pregnancy, but about values. Are you the kind of person I can trust? Sure, this can bring people closer, faster, but having these conversations can also be exhausting.
Hi, are you Annie?
Yeah.
Hi, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me over.
Absolutely. Oh my God,
Annie Fisher says some things have changed for her in dating. She remembers a talk she had this summer. It was with a guy she'd been dating for about a month, and they were talking about using condoms during sex.
He was like, yeah, I'll use it if the woman asks me to. And I was like, well, you should be using it anyway for your own protection, buddy.
They started talking about sexually transmitted infections, contraception in general, and then an unwanted pregnancy.
If anything like were to happen, what would you do? And I think that's like a conversation that I haven't necessarily thought to have because I have the power to do whatever I want with my body and doesn't matter what he thinks.
Women living in states where abortion is illegal have spent thousands of dollars to travel and get the procedure elsewhere. And abortion has become much more expensive, which prompted Annie to ask this.
It's going to be quite the process if I need to, especially like financially. Are you prepared to help out with that?
For years, Annie had an intrauterine device, what's called an IUD. It's a small T-shaped device that gets put into someone's uterus and blocks sperm. But last year, after experiencing some negative side effects, like really heavy periods, Annie had hers removed. Now she uses less long-term birth control, like condoms and tracking her fertility. But in the wake of an abortion ban, she's talked with friends about whether this is enough.
I think it's making a lot of people like second guess their methods of birth control, the types of people that they choose to sleep with, that they go on dates with.
Dating can be fun, right? Getting to know someone, flirting with them, testing, respectfully of course, their boundaries and yours, having a crush. There are few feelings that match it. Can an abortion ban change that? Madison Wise is a therapist who works with people dating in their 20s and 30s.
Dating might feel a little less exciting when you know it's going to require these big conversations and it's likely that you're going to have to be the one to bring it up.
Starting the conversation about contraception and what would happen if someone got pregnant often falls to the person who can get pregnant. And they may be much less willing to spend time with someone who isn't open to talking about this or reacts poorly when they bring it up, which Madison says could be helpful to know earlier on.
There might be a little bit of a higher turnover rate of first dates that just don't go anywhere else, which is not a terrible thing in the long run. You can meet a more respectful partner quicker, but yeah, it does take some of that fun carelessness out of it.
This idea led me to a guy named Mike Arndt. Mike is 36 and going through a divorce. He's been dating for a couple months now.
I've primarily been using apps, Bumble and to a lesser extent Tinder and things like that.
Mike doesn't want kids. So when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, he made good on something he'd been thinking about for a while. He got a vasectomy. Mike puts this fact right there on his dating profile. He does that thing where someone lists the pros and cons of dating them. Again, cheers to you sweet babes who've never been on a dating app.
Pros, not a murderer. Good at cooking. I keep my toenails trimmed. Not a cop. Vasectomy. Great sense of humor.
His vasectomy, not his trimmed toenails, is what people comment on.
It's usually something like, I really appreciate that you have a vasectomy. And then that's usually a good entry point for conversations about shared values and things like that.
Mike tells people he got a vasectomy because he says he believes in bodily autonomy. And that really opens up the conversation.
Starts with a lot of times with social and political values, and then values when it comes to sex.
Excuse my messy room.
Last Friday, Amanda, the cute progressive single mom, had planned two dates for the weekend. One with an insurance agent whose profile had a lot of gym pics, and another with an EMT who had just worked a 24-hour shift. She likes to wear dresses on dates, so I asked Amanda to show me her closet.
It is a bright yellow dress with like a little cutout at the top. Like it goes into like a deep V, and then it has a cutout in the middle.
And this one she really calls her fourth date dress.
This is like expensive and nice, and I know I look incredible and feel incredible in it. And honestly, like a lot of people don't deserve to see me in this dress.
As Amanda thought about the date she'd planned that weekend, she felt tired. It could already be exhausting being a woman dating men. An abortion ban, she said, made it more so.
At a certain point, it's just exhausting, and you're like, I'm just gonna watch a movie and go to bed.
But Amanda didn't do that. Yesterday, she told me she went on her dates and enjoyed them all. She's planning a second date with one of the people she met. I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.